I liken it to motherhood and mom's apple pie. Everybody is for motherhood and mom's apple pie, you know. But there are some mothers who aren't all that great, right. And there are some apple pies that don't taste very good. And being against merit pay is in and of itself a silly thing. Everybody's for merit pay. We want to pay good people good things and be able to punish slackers and whatnot. The problem is when you introduce this into the federal government, a system where everybody is supposed to be treated pretty much equally by choice, problems ensue. The Defense Department has instituted something, and this was under the Republican Congress, called the National Security Personnel System, NSPS. It now has 205,000 people under it. It's a lot of people, and they are into pay banding. So instead of being a GS 5, 6, or 7, you may be in that band that covers that salary range. Supervisors have the ability to give you pay raises based largely in their judgment on merit. When the Obama administration came into office, the federal unions all supported President Obama. They supported Democrats in Congress, and they assumed that this NSPS and things like it would go away.
Right.
But as you recall, OPM Director John Barry was on my show, Your Turn, a couple of weeks back, and he said, "Well, no, we're going to look at it. We're going to make it better. We're going to make it work if it's possible to make it work." And he appointed a 3-man Blue Ribbon Commission to look at it. Well, they're going to start meeting Thursday, this day after tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be meeting in Arlington. The American Federation of Government Employees is going to have a huge rally there to let the members know that they don't think highly of this NSPS. And so tomorrow on my show, Your Turn, we're going to have Daryl Perkinson. He is the president of the Federal Managers Association, and not only are they under the system, but they also give the ratings, so they're getting it from both ends. They have things to say about it, and we're going to have Terry Rosen from the American Federation of Government Employees to talk about the union's objections to it. So it should be an interesting dialogue. They won't be debating as such. We'll have 30 minutes and 30 minutes, but just sort of see, and I call it, you know, NSPS, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because obviously you can make arguments for and against this, but the problem is the human element, the fear of favoritism from the boss. Everybody has encountered it at some job or other. It's just, it's the human factor.
And the issue that I've heard the unions talk about a lot is, well, they don't fund it. And if everyone is doing, you know, if everyone is doing a 10, you get, you know, right. They don't fund everyone. Now, my thing always is, well, there's no way that everyone is doing 10 work.
Yeah.
There are people who do better work than others. You have to be able to make those kinds of conclusions.
And
at some,
you know,
point.
To be the devil's advocate in this, you have systems where, suppose you have a team. 4-man team, maybe IRS, maybe DEA, could be like that. You're on a team. Do I give you, Chris Dorbeck, 6% raise, and me, Mike Causey, 4%? We're on the same team. I mean, what does that do to unit morale, you know? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, people argue, they say, what if I'm in a low-profile job, but I'm able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, but I'm in a low-profile job. The boss doesn't notice me, doesn't see me. I get a 3% raise, and you who are in the project du jour, or maybe a pet project, who are not any better than I am, but you get 10%. So it's the human factor is what is it? They say the devil is in the details.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those classic devil in the details things.
Yeah.
Because I think I agree. You know, most people go, well, sure, merit pay. Everyone, if you're doing better work, you ought to. And I think it's one of the big misconceptions about federal workers is, well, you know, they can't get rid of people who don't do, you know, not totally true.
Well, and I think too, I think the ultimate irony is Congress. Right or wrong, Congress says, yes, we must have merit pay. And I think if we had a merit pay system in the legislative branch, how many members of Congress would be docked for not being? Look at how many people were running for president last year.
Yeah.
The taxpayers were paying for them to fly back and forth. A number of people, not just the winners and the losers, but a number of the candidates, they spent half the year or more out doing something other than their jobs, trying to get a better job.
Are you surprised that the Obama administration didn't just say, you know, this isn't really something I want to.
You know, I am, and I admire them for the stance they've taken, because it would have been so easy to say, okay, we got the union support, we're going to just do away with this thing. But again, John Barry said on the show, he's in effect, everybody's for merit pay. You just got to find the right merit pay system. And he said, if we can appoint this panel. It's not an LBJ type panel. It's going to just study it until it goes away. They're going to come up with recommendations, and then I think they'll act on it. So I think it's, whether you like merit pay or hate it, I think it's pretty gutsy of the Obama administration to at least say, we're going to consider it.
And definitely worth watching.